Fellow Freedom fans, back here. I'm David Allen Carmichael with the Faith and Freedom Show here on the Eagle 104.3 FM. Hey, yesterday we had some calls and we had to deal with some of the things that people were saying. I was a little bit concerned about when people ask us questions, they pose it to us. Sometimes, you know, you don't want to just come knee-jerk back at them. That's kind of provocative. When people call, they try to provoke you. And the same thing is I try not to provoke those people I'm calling to, talking to when they give us a call here at 888-850-1872. What I'd rather do is stick to the point. And when a statement is made, if we can stick to the point and go with it, if it's relevant, if it's not, we try to move on to something else. Something came up on the air yesterday, and I promised folks that I would come back to those issues because they were asked, so I'll go ahead and allow that to happen. Some of the things that are in the news today, other people have talked about. I listened to Patrick Gibson, and I listened to his show today, and it was fabulous. He says a lot of things that I said. The last couple hours, he was really going into some things that I cover often. And I think that are important, and I think his perspectives. He went into perspectives. I love the thing about the diapers. And we talked about that the other day with regard to this international move to get rid of human beings because of the carbon footprint. And, yes, folks, it's insane. It is insane. And I don't want to just keep running into that kind of a phrase to have a provocative phrase that basically folks are insane that have that kind of mindset. But there is a problem. There is a problem there. And so I want to make sure that we're looking at the issues of the day in such a way that we're not really being goofy. So goofiness, and I love not often do I listen to everybody else's show, but I love the clips that were given about some of these town hall meetings where it is really just your common man. And sure enough, there's some common men that say a bunch of things. And sometimes if you say something in too much passion, you just kind of look goofy. So it's better to get back to the fundamental principles and deal with it that way. So that's what we're going to try to do. We're going to try to deal with things on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, the basis of right versus wrong. A caller yesterday asked me about the 13th, 14th, and 15th amendments to the U.S. Constitution. That was a big question to ask with only a few minutes left in the show. Another caller called for, and I guess he was on the air about 4 minutes, and 3 minutes of it, he didn't take a breath. It was amazing. Yes, we did play Conjunction Junction. What's your function? And the reason I know it was about 4 minutes long is because I know how long the Conjunction Junction, What's Your Function goes on in the background. If we just continue to connect phrases with ands, ors, nors, buts, a few commas, and don't put periods or question marks in there to finish the phrase and to have something that we can subtly talk about, a direct statement or direct question, then we play the Conjunction Junction, What's Your Function? It's just part of the entertainment value here on Faith and Freedom on the Liberty Works Radio Network. Again, our number here is 888-850-1872. The questions there, I actually found a finite question that was asked, and it was, how can I justify, I guess constitutionally, yes, it was constitutionally, biblically, and right versus wrong, receiving money for a retirement, a U.S. Navy retirement. The phrase was used, settlement. Actually, it was a judgment. A judgment that is based on the law, Title 10 of the United States Code, with regard to retirement payments. How can you justify taking a retirement or a judgment that's based on a law with regard to U.S. Navy service and retirement under Title 10? How can you justify that and not justify a welfare state, which would be under 42 U.S.C. 200 series, which be Social Security or things like that. How can you justify that? How can you justify the use of the sword, the exercise of the sword, to take money from one person to pay another? Well, that goes back to the purpose of government. If we consider that government is legitimate and is not merely an idol that we have propped up, you know, unto ourselves, but is literally something that we have made because we love God and we want to love our neighbor as ourselves. So we've created a government so that evil men who do not understand justice, men that are vicious, corrupt, and degenerate, as stated by John Locke, that there is a need for government. In other words, an intervener when one person offends his neighbor, either by violence, insult upon their property, or some other thing like that, some kind of common law wrong, that there's a mechanism to take care of that without inciting retribution. Because if we go through the biblical perspectives of when we're injured, we're not supposed to retaliate to in such a way that we're taking vengeance. But there is a provision, a biblical basis, of having retribution and recovery and restitution, not retribution, but for correction for the sake of restitution. And so that's where government comes in, so that we don't have a lawless bunch like in Somalia, where a bunch of people are going around killing each other and really nobody has the ability to keep in check those wicked people by the power of the sword. So there's a legitimate purpose for government. If we look at the Declaration of Independence, secure life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. In fact, they considered those property rights. Well, how do you think they considered a property right? You go back to John Locke, and when he described life, liberty, and this pursuit of happiness, he expressed, explained, and defined, and correctly stated that they were rights of property. So when you have a right of property, then the government has jurisdiction to intervene. Now, one of the things about I said about constitutional basis, the Constitution expressly gave powers to the United States, and it reserved powers to the states and the people respectively. And one of the things that it granted, it gave the power of the Congress to provide and maintain a navy. It's in Article 1, Section 8, and it says that the Congress has power to provide and maintain a navy. That's indefinite, to provide and maintain a navy. Just prior to that, it says to raise and support armies, but no appropriation of money to that use shall be for a term longer than 2 years. So it might be questionable about somebody who's in the army. Somebody who's in the army, I guess their pay and all that kind of stuff is reserved to a period of 2 years, that Congress has to do that math. But it says to provide and maintain a navy, because a navy is something they understood to be something that needed to be maintained indefinitely because of the nature of the nation and the laws of the international laws and things like that, and piracy and things that they were having to deal with. And we're going to take a... Yeah, go ahead.
I don't know that I agree with that. I don't know that any government lawfully should exist.
What's your basis?
I think government is evil and tyrannical.
But what's your basis?
My question is, by what authority does anybody tell me what to do?
Well, that's...
I don't vote for anybody. I was born. Because I was born, and you and somebody else get together, now you guys have the authority to tell me what to do or not to do, tell me I have property or not have property. My authority comes from God, not man.
Okay.
By what authority does any governing body have to tell me what to do? The only thing I like about the Constitution is that in theory it would limit government, but then after we go back to it, we need to eliminate that.
Okay, I'm gonna respond to that, and
okay.
That's a good statement. And you're right; there is no purpose or need for government if you do not offend your neighbor. Then their government will never interfere with you. And so now you're alluding to another question.
The neighbor's offending me; they're killing unborn kids.
Well,
that's an offense. The government's not stopping it.
Hey! Hold on. We're gonna stick to this.
I need to walk in with a.
We're gonna put them on hold for a minute. Hey, callers, if you call this thing, you know, you're either going to have to pay for the airtime, or you're going to have to take up your own show. But I'm going to put you on hold if you just ramble on. So take a cue from the guy who's on the air to discover whether or not he's going to respond to your question. Okay, let's keep this under control. Okay, caller, are you still there? Hey, caller,
I'm
are you
here.
Still there? Okay, good.
Well, you're like my lawyer, you spank me.
Well, that's another subject altogether.
He does the exact same thing. You sure you're not my attorney?
Oh, that's good. Does he have a hold button? That's what I want to know. Has he got a hold button?
No, he's got a clamp. He clamps my mouth when I see him. That's what he does. But okay, good.
Okay, now what you did is it's very clear. If you don't offend the government, you should never hear. If you don't offend your neighbor, you should never hear from government. Now, let's just get to the point of the power of the sword about collecting taxes. But you know what? Legitimate, and most people who argue over the 16th Amendment and all that will go back and say that the Congress was given power to collect taxes for very limited mechanisms. It's kind of things at the border, you know, commercial, non-forced obligations. In other words, if you're engaging in an activity that would invite the government to intervene and collect a tax because of commerce, interstate, or I'm sorry, international commerce, commerce, then that should pay for the use of government. Nobody's going to come with the power of the sword to kick
in
your door.
On a philosophical level.
Yeah, okay, that's what I'm saying, is philosophically, right.
Because the problem I see philosophically today is that the right and the left basically are the same, and if the right can't discern the difference, then we have a problem. If the right doesn't understand, if the Jeffersonian liberals, which are really not liberals in the modern sense of the word,
right,
don't understand that government in and of itself is evil and does not come from God.
No, it is. It's a result of evil. It is.
Right. That the only reason we have government there, in theory, is to restrain men from hurting one another.
Right.
But if they act in a Christian manner, there's no need for it. So
that's right.
Until we Christianize the world, we're going to have government.
Well, that's right.
The ultimate plan is to have every single human being on the face of the earth be a Christian.
And perfect.
that was my point.
Right. Well, I mean, you make a good point, and I've said this, that there's this thing in Proverbs that says, with the increase of wickedness comes, by unrighteousness comes many princes.
By the way, the guest you had on, I guess, is going to be appearing on Fox. You broke a news story or something. The other day you broke a story, and this guy's going to be, I guess, on Fox News or something.
Which one?
Boy, I don't have it in front of me here, but it's a pretty big deal. They want him. And he was on your show first.
Uh-oh.
I don't have the name in front of me. I'm sorry, my internet's down.
Okay, I've got some clandestine guys lined up in the background, too, that could cause other troubles that people aren't paying attention to. And I will say, I'm going to try to get back to your conversation, but I will say I'll try to get things that people don't think are important. You think, why is he talking about this? Well, you'll see. You'll see why. Eventually, it'll come to your...
I like the way you discern the difference, and I think it's important when you break it up, when you do talk about what, in this day and age, is constitutional and lawful.
Well...
A lot of times, I talk in a philosophical sense of, you know, we're born. So, we're born, we're God's children, what then...
There is. You're right.
Wait, and let me tell you what it does. It's our agreeing to it. When we agree to get a Social Security number, agree to get a license.
That's right.
Agree. Christ didn't agree. He said, you don't have any authority over me.
That's right.
Take your privileges.
And even when Peter said, oh, we owe the tax, the temple tax, Jesus didn't say that. And he went to Peter. He says, Peter... You know, he wasn't there supposedly physically next to the conversation when Peter said it, but he knew he said it. And he says, Peter, hey, what did you say, buddy? And Peter, he went and expressed to Peter, kind of implied that, no, you don't owe the dumb tax, except you just said you did. And since you said it, go get a fish, go pull the coin out of its mouth, pay it for you and me. And it's basically, once he said he was obligated, guess what he was?
Bingo. And we do the exact same thing.
That's true. And I would say, if you punch somebody in the nose and they punch you back, you basically beg for it. And that's sort of what government is right now. Because we're doing wrong things, we're begging for more government.
But I hope people do understand that there is no law. It is done. That the system basically does what it wants to do. And listen, you can't have a government that allows killing its unborn children.
Right.
The unfettered slaughter, which to me is a sacrifice to Satan every day of its unborn children, and have God bless you. It's not going to happen.
Well, here's the other thing is, when you start to see government encroaching on everybody, making everybody uncomfortable, it's because people weren't standing the last two generations. And so what it is, it's going to come down to standing up and stopping it now or else. Now, one of the things, hopefully it'll wake up people to say, the 91,000 people killed in Florida, the innocent bloodshed in Florida of 91,000 people last year, totally... H1N1 swine flu virus is never going to come close to touching the number of people that were murdered last year in Florida alone. That's insane. What are we doing?
And would you agree that government is not the bureaucrats that are now violating their oath of office, but is our form of government? That we're not. I'm not anti-government. I think our Constitution and our constitutional republic conceptually is a pretty darn good idea, actually, because man is depraved. It's the individuals that have been elected or hired that are disobeying their oath of office that I have a problem with.